I'm Mike McCurdy. State Senator Jason Barrickman has been in Springfield for several years now, but this is the first time he's voted for a successful budget that passed on time. GLT's Eric Stock takes the temperature in the General Assembly with Barrickman.
I think the public expects us to work together. You know, they recognize that we're going to have some philosophical differences, but they've made their choices in elections, and they expect us to work together to do our jobs. And so I don't think this is a pat yourself on the back moment. I think it's a recognition of this is what we're supposed to do. I'm pleased that we came together in an agreement. You know, this is a full year bipartisan budget. I think it's manageable by the governor. I'll tell you, for me, the frustrating component is the things that have not been addressed by our state. So, you know, adopting a full year budget, that's very meaningful. That's a check that off the to-do list. But we all know that there's a laundry list of things that we must do if we're going to turn our state around and see some progress in our state. Those are things like reforming our economy so that our economy grows, adopting some pro-growth reforms. That includes addressing our unfunded pension liabilities. It includes addressing our soaring liabilities in programs like Medicaid. And those are issues which aren't fixed, let's say, by the adoption of the budget. They're issues that for which there's not an agreement among the parties on how to address them. And those are issues that I think are going to be a big part of what the November election cycle is all about.
And we'll get to November in just a moment, but lastly, on the budget, how much do you feel that the tax increase last year, which generated about $5 billion, helped in getting this resolution this year? Because it seems in the past there's been so much imbalance between revenue coming in and expenses going out.
Look, I always thought that the tax, not doing a tax increase before you implement reforms, forces those in the legislature to make the tough reform-minded decisions before you put more money in the pot. So I still think that we got that backwards. That's why I didn't support that tax increase before. Now, absolutely, I think it need not be stated that if there's more money in the pot, it's easier to come to agreement on how to spend it. The heartburn comes from the fact that by making things easier in how to spend it, it also makes it more difficult in resolving the more challenging issues, again, like Medicaid reform, pension reform, and the other things that our state needs to address if we're going to see our economy boom and our overall balance sheet and fiscal situation improve itself.
And then, as you mentioned, in November, when a lot of these other issues will be decided after the election, how much was the election overshadowing this, or was it just a matter of the budget was just so all-consuming that that was all that could get accomplished before then?
No, I think that the fact that every member of the Illinois House of Representatives has their name on the ballot this November. Bruce Rauner has his name on the ballot this November. I've got my name on the ballot this November. The fact that people are up for an election and that the electorate is woefully frustrated with, you know, how we're operating together, I think that electoral pressure or the anticipation of electoral pressure put pressure on both sides to conduct themselves in a reasonable manner where they worked with the other side, they compromised, and came together on an agreement. I think both sides recognized the risk of being portrayed by the electorate as an obstructionist. And so, you know, kudos to the public for standing up for what they think is important.
GLT's Eric Stock spoke with GOP State Senator Jason Barrickman of Bloomington, and you heard it on Sound Ideas.